From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, May the 20th through Sunday, May 22nd. I'm Philip Grant. The Chatham Courier reported that two write-in candidates have now been confirmed to fill the remaining seats on the new Lebanon School Board following the election on Tuesday, May 17th. Ramona Griffin received 8 votes and Janet Stone received 7. Griffin will serve a 3-year term and Stone will serve for 2 years, filling the vacancy created by the resignation of Tim Smith. In addition to Griffin and Stone, there were 37 other write-in candidates. The Daily Freeman reported that New York State has announced it will use $500,000 in federal funds to purchase a live fire training prop to help emergency personnel learn how to respond to crude oil fires. The money will go to the New York State Academy of Fire Science, which trains more than 6,000 first responders each year. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office announced the funding decision on Friday, May 20th. The administration says other efforts to address the risk of oil tanks include regular inspections of rail cars and track and joint preparedness planning by state, local, and federal officials. Greg Hudson reported in the Register Star that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced it has ended the investigation into the death of a zebra that escaped from the Bailiwick Ranch and Discovery Zoo in Palinville last week. DEC officials confirmed on Friday, May the 20th, the zebra, a 5-month-old female, fell from a ledge to its death in the Catskill Clove. Since the zebra was legally purchased by its owners, authorities said, no further investigation will be required. Environmental Conservation Officer Anthony Glorioso said, and I quote, from the DEC standpoint, the zebra was a pet. It's no different from a person owning a dog, end quote. Brendan Cheney reported at Politico New York that a majority of the New York Republican congressional delegation supported a House amendment to protect LGBT rights on Thursday, May the 19th. The amendment would have prevented federal funding from going to the federal contractors that failed to comply with President Barack Obama's executive order protecting LGBT employees from workplace discrimination. 7 New York Republicans, including U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, were among the 29 Republican votes cast in favor of the amendment. Republicans Pete King of Long Island and Chris Collins of Western New York were alone among their New York colleagues to vote against the measure. The amendment failed by 1 vote, 212 to 213. It was sponsored by U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney from the Hudson Valley. Michael Ryan reported in the Wyndham Journal that Wyndham Fire Commissioner Leslie Lehman announced at a fire commissioner's meeting last week that cancer is striking fire volunteers and professionals at an unsettling rate. According to statistics, 1 in every 3 firefighters is at risk of being exposed to occupational hazards that may lead to increased mortality due to cancer or lung or heart disease. Without offering specifics about the local impact, Lehman told the Wyndham Board firefighters not only breathe in the toxic fumes at fire sites, they carry toxic materials home on their clothing and turnout gear. Firefighters are routinely exposed to household chemicals and plastics, as well as diesel exhaust in station houses running truck engines for maintenance. Lehman said turnout gear should be cleaned thoroughly rather than being hosed off and hung to dry. He recommended the purchase of a commercial washer large enough to accommodate turnout gear. Lehman said the large washing machine will likely be mandated sometime in the future and offered to do the research and get cost estimates. The board unanimously agreed. Brian McQueen, a cancer survivor and director of the Firemen's Association of the State of New York, will speak about the cancer issue on Monday, May the 23rd in the Arts Building at Columbia Green Community College beginning at 6 p.m. The Mid-Hudson News reported that a study of 132 Hudson Valley municipalities found that many lack the ability to implement successful long-term infrastructure planning. The findings of the study were released on Friday, May the 20th, at a Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress conference on infrastructure. Pattern President Jonathan Drapkin said it is difficult for smaller governments to do long-term planning. He said, and I quote, "It is not their fault. It's not their decision not to do it. They don't have the capacity to do it, and they don't have the money for what a 5-year plan requires," end quote. New York municipalities have until July 24th to apply for a piece of the $175 million in Empire State Development Corporation funding through the latest round of consolidated funding applications. An additional $10 million has also been set aside by the state for a downtown revitalization initiative. Communities have until Friday, May the 27th, to apply for that program. Finally, Emilia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board authorized the formation of the new Chatham Police Bicycle Unit at its monthly meeting on May the 12th. The Village Police Department will purchase two new bikes and also have an old bike refurbished. Patrols are slated to begin in July. Chief of Police Peter Volkman told the board, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to it. I think it gets people talking to officers," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers afternoon today. It will be partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 54 degrees. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:26 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:18 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 23rd day of May 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.